Now that we have talked about the advantages of IFR, let's talk about some of the challenges that were raised in the past. When IFR was first introduced, the initial response from the FFR community was to attack it, saying that hyperemia is essential and therefore IFR was not valid. Furthermore, they contended that focusing on diastole had no advantages over indices calculated over the entire cardiac cycle, including systole, such as PDPA. Now that we have the evidence from Define Flare and IFR Sweetheart, we have conclusive outcome results showing us that vasodilators are actually not needed and do not improve physiological diagnostic accuracy. We are at the point now where the same parties who challenged IFR are now considering imitations of IFR, as we see new resting indices coming to market that focus on the diastolic part of the cardiac cycle. This is not unlike in the past, where Volcano was very successful with gaining customers through its multimodality approach to systems, and soon after, many competitors took the same approach of combining IVUS and physiology on the same system. Now that we've stayed a step ahead with IFR, we are seeing the same kind of migration to follow.